Hello and welcome to today's daily card reading. Today I'm reading from the Rider Waite Oracle deck and I have the High Priestess. The High Priestess is a powerful call for you to connect with the beyond. You came from source energy and are always connected to the spirit realm. Your guides and your ancestors. This card is calling you to reconnect with this side and be open to new ways to connect with your spirit and natural intuitive gifts. Beyond the spirit realm, the High Priestess also calls you to acknowledge your subconscious. We cannot become one without full integration. Understanding and working with your shadow side is a necessary part of becoming whole and honoring the depth of your mystical abilities. Don't shy away from difficult or scary aspects of your being. Rather, embrace them and hold them closer and heal them. The High Priestess is ruled by the moon, so this card is calling you to connect with Mother Moon in more meaningful ways. Ooh, do you know what? I'm going to read the reverse as well, because maybe that is beneficial. I feel like it is right about now. The High Priestess reverse could indicate that you've cut off from the spirit world and your intuitive gifts, either intentionally or unintentionally. If you believe you don't have intuition or feel that you can't trust it, it's time to reconsider. If working with intuition is new to you, you've been initiated. It is time to start the journey, and there may be important information being withheld from you if you're unwilling to receive it. Yeah, normally I'd read the reverse version of this, but that actually seemed quite beneficial to read both versions now. I was thinking about trusting your instincts today, and I was thinking that maybe sometimes we don't trust our inner instincts is because they don't lead us astray, but they tell us things that will happen in the future to probably someone else, and you can tell them, and then they'll go and make that mistake, and you'll be like, well, I knew that was going to happen. So it's quite hard to just want to use your intuition. For example, let's say you've got a friend and they are dating someone and you know that they're bad energy. But everyone is like, they're absolutely fine. But you can pick up on the fact that there's something not quite right with them. So you try and tell your friend, and at the end of the day, your friend gets hurt and says, oh, I wish I'd listened to you, or something like this. And you're just like, well, that happened. Although not necessarily to you, so there's no reason for you to take it out on yourself. Or you can see something happening to someone that you love and you try and help them and they're just not listening. And again, it happens. Or maybe it is you and you can see someone and who, I don't know, potentially you're interested in them. And you know that they're interested in you, although they deny it as much as they can, but their actions speak louder than their words. And you're like, okay, fine. And then you take a back seat, and then they're like, oh my God, I wish I had listened to you, but now you're with someone else, blah, 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 blah. And you're just like, well, I saw that happening. So all of this reflects negatively on your intuition, because you knew something before somebody else did. And because of that, you sort of try to mask the fact that you know things. Some people will tell you that they know more than they do, and realistically they know not as much because they don't trust their instincts enough. Maybe they trust them once or twice and things worked out and they're like, I've got great instincts, but you know better than them. So when we do sort of throw around, I'm very intuitive, the truth is when people say it to me, I'm just like, that's great, I'm so pleased for you, and kind of roll my eyes, because I think if you are, then you don't sort of broadcast it to anyone, you just sort of stay humble and just like, well, it's my intuition, so you know, why does anyone need to know? If they're intuitive, they'll pick it up. I mean, that's just me. But trusting your intuition is a good thing. You may not like some of the things that you sort of think, that you've received, because maybe it means that you have to let go of something. Like, your instincts are saying, this is bad for you, don't do it. And you're just like, well, let's just see where I land. And then you're just like, well, I wish I'd have just listened to myself at that given point. There are lots of good things, but it's very easy to trust somebody else's instincts over your own. So work with yours and or try and harness it in your own personal way, because where other people will be like, this is a way to do it for you, maybe it's not quite right for you. And then you might think, well, why isn't this working for me? Ask your instincts. Like, really ask them. Say, well, how can I make you more beneficial to me? Yeah, that's right. Use them. They're yours. Why not? They're one of your tools. Anyway, I'll be back tomorrow with another card. Bye.